This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
The news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, November the 7th, 2021, by Phil, VK5 SRP. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 12th of November. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. If you wish to borrow magazines from AHARS, you may have to visit the shack until we work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be on Thursday the 18th of November, and the starting time will be 7 for 7:30 p.m. This will be a talk by Graham, VK5ZFZ, on the history of the roller company. There is a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. Christine is planning a special supper for our general meeting on the 18th of November. This will be our last general meeting for 2021. General meetings start again on the 17th of February with our AGM. Have you thought about putting your hand up for a position on the AHARS committee? I will email a document outlining the duties of those on the committee closer to the date of the AGM. Other dates to keep in mind. We're going to have our annual dinner at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 28th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be two courses with tea and coffee. The cost will be $30 per head. Please book with Pat at patstore@adam.com.au. We need to give the hotel final numbers by the 19th of November, that is, so please book now. Shirley is working her annual magic, buying up the door prizes for this event. Anyone would think she enjoys this activity. Pat has booked the 16th of January 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. Keep this date in your diary. This will be the third year we have used this venue, and if you have children or grandchildren, they will enjoy playing in the outdoors on that day. We could also set up a station in the park, if someone would like to organise it. Cheers and 73 for today. Stay safe and keep away from COVID.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The 2021 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event is now a matter for history. Convincingly won by Dan Day from Adelaide for the sixth straight time, the event has been hailed by most of the competitors as a huge success. With over 200 entries, most of the drivers got 17 runs in for the 3 days. There were a few bingles, but no injuries, except to egos and pride, and even the ones who crashed were full of praise for the event. The surge fielded a full team of helpers, and each and every one involved made a valuable contribution by making quick and efficient calls when reporting incidents to race control. Race control was very capably managed by Peter, VK5BE, and Leith, VK5FLAR, while start line duties were shared between Tim, VK5AV, and Steve, VK5GL, with the latter doing the majority of the calling. The post-event clean-up went very quickly, with Tom, VK5NFT, turning up from Millicent straight from work with a big trailer to assist in moving all of the gear back to our club rooms. Quite a few club members helped to pack up, and the job was done in record time, and all members were home at a sensible hour. Yet again, our group can be very satisfied to have been part of another very successful event. The Legend of the Lakes is widely recognised as one of the best run and most enjoyable hill climbs in the country, and drivers have to be really quick to get their entries in each year, as the limited spots are very quickly snapped up. A few new competitors were able to get in this year because the usual Victorian regulars were not able to attend because of COVID restrictions, but they will need to be super fast in lodging an entry next year if they wish to get in, as long as we have moved past COVID by then, of course. Now we get back to our regular meetings as we rapidly approach the end of 2021. We only have one more business meeting and two activity nights left for this year. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow amateur radio operators. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia's committee, and hoping that you're well out there. Please be advised that all the repeaters on the Central Adelaide Link repeater network, including the new one at Wakeree, that is to come online soon, will have an access tone of 91.5 on the input frequency programmed in the repeaters in the very near future. And if all amateurs could program their transceivers with an input tone of 91.5 ASAP, as the upgrade will occur in the very near future, stay tuned for more information regarding this upgrade in the coming month. This evening, which is tonight, Sunday the 7th of November 2021, Wison South Australia will be hosting a training exercise, and all amateur radio operators are encouraged to participate on the night for this training event. And we require your assistance and participation in this event to occur successfully. Put your radio skills to good use on the night, as it's not too late to register the event. All participants will need to register beforehand to participate, and the link to register online is on the Wison SA Facebook page. This is a desktop exercise, so you can operate from the comfort of your own radio shack. The exercise will be conducted as a controlled net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network tonight on Sunday the 7th of November at 2000 hours. And the call sign we'll be utilising will be VK5WE, acting as a state operations controller. Instructions have been supplied to registered participants so far via email a couple of days before this event. Looking forward to your involvement and skills on the night, as we need your skills and expertise on the night to make this event a success. Also, the final touches of planning for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is to be held later this month over the 25th to 28th of November, are in progress. And the committee would like to thank all the talented and committed volunteers who made their skills and time available to Wison SA and the greater community to assist providing radio communications and logistic support for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally. Our Wison SA volunteers are a truly amazing bunch of people, and thank you once again from the Wison South Australian Committee. A text and audio file version of these notes and information is available on the Wison SA Facebook page for convenience and reference. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee, saying 7-3 and stay COVID safe and free. And don't forget to listen in tonight on the Link Repeater Network this evening from 2000 hours for our training exercise. Cheers all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hi ho everybody, this is Les VK5KLD with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Next Friday night, the 12th of November, will be the general meeting for this month, and it's going to be a night of miscellaneous topics. If anyone can come along and have an explanation of some of the things that they've been doing, or maybe some things that they've found out, and share it with everybody at the meeting. I'll be explaining all the fun and games I had recently with my IC7300 when I discovered that it didn't have overvoltage protection, and how I got helped by a lot of the gurus at the club, and now it has got overvoltage protection. So come along next Friday and get at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course, those COVID rules will still apply. Well, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. The North East Radio Club has a net, which we call the Coffee Corona Club net. And that's at 9 a.m. on the Houghton repeater. And come along and join up, and you'll be able to enjoy a bit of conversation with everybody. And then afterwards, if you wish, you can go along to the Tea Tree Gully Library and have a coffee and have a chat with everybody in attendance. So that's the activity every Wednesdays, and it's all very enjoyable. And every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, Tony, VPA5 FBIC, conducts the FTroopNet. And lots of people come along and chat about what they've been doing during the week. And there's usually a very interesting topic of the day that Tony gives us. So that's always very enjoyable. So don't forget, Friday afternoons at 5 p.m, come on up and have a chat on the FTroopNet. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you all stay safe. 73s and good DX, and thanks for listening. From Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.